Hello guys, welcome to this episode. It's been a long break and now we're back to recording the Motivated Beginner Thai podcast for you. In this podcast, we want to talk about Gok Bao, which is the Toto Island, the famous Toto Island in Thailand.
Yeah, it's a famous island in the south. It's famous for diving.
Gok means
island.
Tao means
turtle.
3 months ago, we were in Gok Tao with Edgar's parent, and we really get to see the Tao, the turtle. I saw two turtles swimming, bigger than me.
Yeah, and also we saw two baby sharks, right?
Yeah. So if anyone wants to travel anywhere and have not been to Gok Tao yet, I really recommend Gok Tao. I think it's my favorite place, of everywhere. That's the number one place in my heart.
Wow. So for this episode, we're going to have a little conversation, and then we're going to break down interesting points from the conversation.
All right. Are you guys ready? Let's listen to the conversation. ได้ยินว่าพ่อแม่จะมาเยี่ยม
มาถึงแล้วถึงเมื่อวาน
จะพาพ่อแม่ไปเที่ยวไหนบ้าง
อาทิตย์แรกจะไปภาคใต
้อย่าลืมพาไปเกาะเต่านะ
เคยไปแล้วหรอ
ไม่เคยแต่ได้ยินว่าสวยมาก
So how much did you guys understand?
We talked in real speed.So it might be a bit difficult.
But don't forget, if you guys want to follow along with the transcript and extra breakdown of the conversation, you can do so by joining our Patreon at patreon.com/polyglotgrace.
So let's break down the first sentence. The first sentence goes, ได้ยินว่าพ่อแม่จะมาเยี่ยม
This means...I heard that your parents are coming to visit.
The word ได้ยินว่า is to hear that.
ได้ยินว่า. So you can say this all the time. For example, I heard that you're sick.
ได้ยินว่าป่วย. ป่วย means sick. A common mistake is ฟัง. So people like to say ฟัง, which means listen. ฟังว่า. We don't really say ฟังว่า.We only say ได้ยินว่า. It's actually like English. You don't say I listened that. Yeah. You said I heard that. And in Thai, it's ได้ยินว่า.
Yeah, so you said that you heard that my พ่อแม่, my parents, จะมาเยี่ยม. So this word เยี่ยม, what exactly does that word mean?
เยี่ยม means to visit, but only visit people. In English, you can use the word visit for I want to go visit Paris.For that visit, it's like tiao, which is to travel. When you visit in Thai and you use the word yam, it means visit a person. For example, ไปเยี่ยมพ่อแม่. I'm going to visit my parents. ไปเยี่ยมคนป่วย. To visit a patient, a sick person.
But let's say I'm just going to go visit my friend that I see every day, but I still use yam.
Yam feels like...when you have not seen that person for a very long time yeah. and you want to stop by and visit. But if you go to see them quite often, you can just say, ไปหา, to go find them.
Got it.
And also when you want to say to visit a doctor, we don't use visit at all. There's a word.
หาหม
อ. Yeah.
Where หมอ is the doctor.
Exactly.
So let's move on to the next sentence.
มาถึงแล้วถึงเมื่อวาน
This means they arrived already. They arrived yesterday.
If you see here in Thai, it's so common to omit the pronoun because we know that we're talking about the parents, พ่อแม่, from the first sentence. So now you don't have to say พ่อแม่มาถึงแล้ว My parents arrived already because it's clear in that context.
Yeah.
The word ถึงis to arrive. Actually, Tung has a lot of meaning.
Yeah, many meanings. But here it's clear that it's to arrive. Ma Tung Liao. They came, arrived already. Alright, so the next sentence.
จะพาพ่อแม่ไปเที่ยวไหนบ้าง?
So this sentence means, where will you bring your parents to travel?
The word to bring or to take a person somewhere is พาไป.
พาไป. So here you said, พาพ่อแม่ไป. So you're gonna bring your parents to go travel. ไปเที่ยว.
And the opposite of that is พามา. So it's like coming to your direction. Let's say your mom, your parents are abroad and you want to bring them here to Thailand. You can say พาพ่อแม่มา. So ไป means to go. มา is to come.
Yeah. And pa is only used for bringing people, right?
Yeah. If you want to bring things, you have to use another word, which is au pai or au ma.
Yeah. So in between the au and the pai or the pa and the pai, you put the thing you want to bring or take.
In the middle, exactly. So let's say, bring your phone. Au mือถือไป.
Exactly.
You cannot use pa there because mu tu is not people.
Yeah.
And another thing that I want to point out here is ไปเที่ยวไหนบ้าง? Go travel where? Some of you might be asking, but the word where is ที่ไหน? But why am I using just ไหน, which means which? It's very common for Thai people to cut the word ที. So the phrase become ไปเที่ยวไหนบ้าง, which is exactly like ไปเที่ยวที่ไหนบ้าง.
And this bang at the end is kind of like, where will you take your parents to travel? Like, tell me all the places. Bang. Like
list.
Like list, yeah. Like there'll be more than one place. So bang, you just put that at the end.
Exactly.
Like when you greet someone, you say, bin yang ai bang. Like, oh, how are you?
Like, et cetera.
Yeah, et cetera.
Et cetera.
So let's move on to the next sentence.
อาทิตย์แรกจะไปภาคใต
้ This means the first week we will go to the southern part.
อาทิตย์แรก means the first week.
So แรก means the first.
แรก is equal to ที่หนึ่ง. So you know how to count like first, second, third, fourth?
Yeah, so ที่หนึ่ง, ที่สอง, ที่สาม,
ที่สี่, ที่ห้า, ที่หกAnd it goes on. But it's very common for Thai people to say rak instead of tinin.
Yeah. So the first day, one rak.
The first year, bi rak.
Yeah. And then pak dai. This means the southern part of Thailand. So Thailand has
pak dai, southern. We have pak nua, northern. We have pak lang, which is like Bangkok and in the middle area.Because Klang means in the middle. And we have the Pak Isan area, which is the northeastern area.
Yeah. So the next sentence is...
อย่าลืมพาไปเกาะเต่านะ.
This means, don't forget to bring them to เกาะเต่า.
So the interesting part of this one is อย่าลืม something something นะ.It's used very often. Don't forget to bring this one, okay? Don't forget this one, okay? อย่าลืมเรียนภาษาไทยนะ. Don't forget to learn Thai, okay?
Yeah, so ya is like a command, like don't. Lืม is to forget.
The na at the end is like, okay? I talked about na in another episode. So you can go take a look at episode 26 and 27.
So the next sentence is
อย่าลืมพาไปเกาะเต่านะ And here if you look carefully I said อย่าลืมพาไป The word พาไป is connected So you might be asking So where is the subject there? Because just two sentences ago, we were saying, pa pa ma bai. So we separate the pa and bai and put the subject in the center. But now, pa and bai is connected. The reason is because the subject here are the parents. And we omit it out. So, pa, pa ma bai is implied. The word pa ma is implied thanks to the context. We've been talking about pa ma. So it's clear. So we don't have to put the word pa ma there. We just say pa bai.
And that just means to take.
The next phrase is kei bai lao lo.
This means you've been there already?
Kei. When you use kei, it's like talking about the past experience. So have you ever something? In Thai, we always use the word kei. Like,
have you ever eaten sushi?
Kei gin sushi mai?
And then if you have, you can just say
kei.
And if you haven't?
Mai kei.
Yeah, very simple.
And if you take a look at the question that is asked, kei bai lao lo, we do not say mai.
Yeah.
We say lo, because lo is a question word, but it has the feeling of, oh yeah?
So since the first friend recommended visiting Got Dao, the second guy can kind of guess that he's been to Got Dao before. So that's why here you end the question with lo.
Which make it like, you've been there already? Oh yeah? I didn't know that. If you said, kei bai lu bao, or kei bai mai, it's going to mean like 50%, 50%. I don't know. Have you been there? There's no like suggestion. There's no implication that, oh, I thought that you've been there already.
Exactly. So moving on to the final sentence.
Mai kei. Dai dai yin wa. Suai mai.
So this means, no, never. But I heard that it's very beautiful. Mai kei. No, never, or no, I haven't. And then, da, but. Dai yin wa. As we explained earlier, this means, I heard that. Suai mai. It's very beautiful. Alright, that's the end of this conversation. And if you like this type of content with the conversations, don't forget that we have a course called Real Life Thai Conversations, where Grace has conversations in Thai with other Thai people, and we break down the conversations, and the conversations are in real speed. So if you're a bit more advanced, intermediate, I think you'll really enjoy it, and you can check it out at thaiwithgrace.com/conversations.
ได้ยินว่าพ่อแม่จะมาเยี่ยม
มาถึงแล้วถึงเมื่อวาน
จะพาพ่อแม่ไปเที่ยวไหนบ้าง
อาทิตย์แรกจะไปภาคใต
้อย่าลืมพาไปเกาะเต่านะ
เคยไปแล้วหรอ
ไม่เคยแต่ได้ยินว่าสวยมาก Alright guys, thank you so much for listening to this podcast, and I hope that you guys liked it, and also don't forget to visit Got Bao.
Yeah, my parents really enjoyed it, and so did I. We did a one-day diving trip where we went on a boat, and we went to 5 different places, and we dove in each of the places.
So we came back all tanned, and it was your parents' first experience, right?
Yeah.
So that was really special and they loved it.
Yeah, it was a really good time. See you guys in the next episode.
See ya.